right, so the question is, how do we start the day? Do we start it by being serious, or do we start it by being silly? We have a combination of things. Normally, we have a little serious, we have a little silly. Actually, one of the things I love to do is go through... You watching me, Richie, on the...
let me pull it up.
Yeah. We have live streaming video at DougStephan.com. And I just was looking. I had my hand on something a few minutes ago, and I put it down. And I put my hand in my mouth because I couldn't get the papers separated. Anyway, it's the Doug Stephan Good Day program for Tuesday morning, Tuesday the 4th of October. A group of people have been asked what makes them successful. 80% of these successful people said enthusiasm is the most important quality to success. More important than skill, enthusiasm. More important than training, enthusiasm. More important than experience, enthusiasm. So have you got enough enthusiasm? It kind of reminds me of the old steam locomotives. Before you got this steam, you got to have water in the engine. You got to have some heat. When you boil it, then it starts to move the train, right? So we've got
sure.
Basics here from A to Z. Enthusiasm is electricity in the battery. It's vigor in the air. It's warmth in the fire. It's breath in things alive. Successful people are enthusiastic about what they do. We're enthusiastic here. You're enthusiastic, Richie. I'm enthusiastic. Yeah,
absolutely.
Jennifer would be enthusiastic if she'd found her way to wherever she's going, but hasn't been the case yet. So we'll work our way through the day with lots of thoughts and lots of intentions to make it a much better day for you. And enthusiasm is what I'm going to... You know how I have all over my studio these words? I should take the camera and buzz it around the studio so you can see all the things that are hanging up.
The little
everywhere.
Notes for yourself.
Yeah, the little notes that I have that keep me sort of... on focus. That's part of my training, part of my passion. Passion and enthusiasm, same thing, don't you think? Passion and enthusiasm.
Yeah, I would say.
Right. Okay, so we've decided we're not going to be stopped today. I have two lists. One of them is a list of how you can make money while you learn. Another one is a list of the cities that are going broke. They have nothing to do with each other. Oh, let's probably make it. I can find a thread if I work hard at most anything. Maybe the good stuff first, or shall I go through? I find this interesting to look at all of the cities around the country who are having the same problem as the federal government is and having the same problem that many businesses are, and many households are. So I don't know. This is not necessarily damning, other than you ask yourself, what can they do, what can be done, what is being done, to correct the situation? All right? So we could use the big-voiced announcer, Richie, and go,
sure.
Although we only have nine of these.
Okay.
I don't know why they didn't come up with 10. There must be 10 American cities that are going broke. Why we only have 9? I don't know. I didn't do the research. I'm counting on this from the Wall Street Journal. Let's see.
You want music, too?
I think a little music would be great.
Okay.
And then we'll go through this first. And this is a FYI.
Number 9.
Number 9 on the list of American cities going broke is Camden, New Jersey, which is pretty... I would have thought that would be a... that's hard for me to believe, but here's the story. They took in $181 million in tax revenue. The thing that I find pretty interesting is what the median income is in these communities that are having a problem, okay? Listen to the numbers. Remember, the poverty line is $34,000. The median income in America is $48,900 or $49,800 or something like that. So... their credit rating is zero, less zero, zero, less zero. And they have $193 million in debt. Average, listen to this, Richie.
Yeah.
The average household income in Camden, New Jersey is $25,418. Now,
really?
Again, yeah, holding in abeyance, 34,000 is the poverty line, and 48.9 is the median income in our country. These people, the median household income in Cameron, New Jersey, is half what the country's is. So imagine they have very high unemployment, very high poverty, and a weak tax base. Wow.
Sounds like no tax base.
Yeah, exactly.
Number eight.
All right. More than half the real estate there is tax exempt. Number eight on the list is Stafford County, New Hampshire, where the median household income is $58,363. This is a... they have a big nursing home, which has gone broke there, and that was the big tax, the tax base for the town, $36 million in tax revenues last year, and this nursing home was responsible for $2 million worth of taxes.
Wow.
How about that, huh?
Wow.
Long for that to get
number
out.
Seven.
Number seven is Riverdale, Illinois. Who knows anything about that? They took in $8 million last year in tax revenue. They have an average household income of $40,659. It's a village. They borrowed money because the federal government said they had to fix their sewer and water lines. Unfunded mandate. They didn't have the Fed said, you won't get any more money from us till you fix your water line. Well, they didn't have the money to do it, but they did it anyway. And now they can't pay back the bond note. How do you like them apples? That is a good situation to be in.
Beautiful.
Number six.
Next one is Salem, New Jersey. By the way, New Jersey is the number one state for failings. Chris Christie's, this is not Chris Christie's fault, I'm just making it because, making the statement because so many people are so interested in having him run for the presidency. Median income in Salem, New Jersey is 28 grand. And, their tax revenues last year, $7 million. They issued their own bonds to finance an office building downtown, which went broke. What does that sound like? That company the taxpayers loaned $500 million to and went broke a month later. And apparently there's another one of those in the queue at the moment.
Maybe Trump will come in and buy the city.
Yeah, there you go. All right, next one, Richie.
Number five.
Detroit, Michigan.
Yep.
I don't know that we have to explain that. The median household income there is $29,000. But you look at, the auto industry is the tax base there.
It's starting to come back, though, the auto industry.
Yeah,
They're getting on their feet.
Right. Okay, next.
Where are we at? Number four.
Number four.
Harrison, New Jersey, where the median household income is $49,596, are right on. But they have issued a significant amount of debt to foster redevelopment there. And because New Jersey is not that attractive a place, they spent $200 million to build an athletic stadium in Harrison, New Jersey. What in the name of God for? What's there? The Red Bull Arena, which opened last year. The city hasn't been able to pay off $39 million in debt. So maybe the city goes bankrupt because they put money into a sports stadium. Let that be a lesson to those cities that want to put money into that kind of stuff.
You know, back on Detroit, Jennifer Granholm has a book out,
Former governor, yeah.
On how to create jobs.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe she'll go back home. I like her. I like her because she's attractive. I don't know whether she was a good governor.
Number three.
Jefferson City, Alabama. They have the second largest amount of debt. They are in debt for $1 billion.
Wow.
And they only have tax revenues of $300 million. How do you like that? Again, they spent $3 billion to overhaul the county sewer system. Federal mandate. They couldn't do it, and they went broke.
Wow.
How do you like that?
Wow.
Number two.
Pontiac, Michigan. Ditto Detroit. Pretty much. Right?
Number one.
Number one is Central Falls, Rhode Island, where their credit rating is CAA1. Whatever that means. They took in $17 million last year. This is a little mill town. They had promised, let this be a lesson to you, Time. Their problem is the pensions for retired workers. They have $80 million in unfunded retirement benefits, and the pension fund will run out of money this month. They have the they own the second municipality in the U.S. to exhaust their pension fund. $80 million in debt, and the city will declare bankruptcy so that they won't pay the retirement for all these people that have retired from a city employee. There's a story floating around today, Richie.
Yeah.
And I'll have to find it. I had it someplace here. The essence of what's happening with a lot of communities that have people that retire at 50 or 52, they're on full, like, 89% or whatever it is, and they go get another job with another municipality.
Yeah,
they go work for the one next door. So they're collecting
double
twice.
Dipping.
Yeah, well, see, that's why we have these problems. That's what the problem is, that kind of stuff. So food for thought, anyway. And in a moment, we'll tell you how you can get paid to learn at the same time. It's 18, what is it, 18 after or 17? It's close to 18 past the hour.
18. 8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Because neither rain, nor snow, nor dust and dirt, nor smudges, or even the toughest scratches, nor the glare of oncoming traffic can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. Crizal lenses. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
Advil Congestion Relief presents The Woman Who Cried Mucus. Once there was a congested woman.
I blame mucus.
And everyone believed
her. Mucus. Mucus.
But she blamed mucus one too many times.
I blame mucus.
All right, stop blaming me. Stop crying mucus when the real problem is often swelling. Try Advil Congestion Relief. It reduces swelling due to nasal inflammation.
Advil Congestion Relief. The right relief for the real problem.
Visit AdvilCongestionRelief.com. Use as directed.
My wife's monthly trip to the beauty salon was really adding up. I mean, between dyeing her roots and trimming the dead ends, we were going dead broke. So to save some money, I'm cutting it for her while she sleeps. Don't wake up yet. Go to sleep, go to sleep. You're almost gorgeous. Oh, she is going to love this.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to Geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
My mom gives me a glass of Emergency Kids every day before school.
Why, with all the vitamin C and antioxidants you're getting, I bet you're a bit of a recess renegade. Ooh. Making mud pies with your bare hands, capturing bullfrogs to scare the girls, even daring to eat a piece of meatless meatloaf your friend smuggled out of the cafeteria on a triple dog dare, right?
No.
Relax, kid. I'm just making a point. Introducing Emergency Kids with immune-supporting vitamin C, antioxidants, and fun fizzy flavors kids love like orange, fruit punch, and grape. Find us on Facebook and feel the good.
Like to share? You'll love Thanks for Sharing at Macy's. Sign up now and you'll get 10% rewards and get to help some really great causes by shopping with your Macy's credit card. It's easy. Just sign up, shop, and before you know it, you're spending your rewards card. Charge.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. The main name in military supply.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Interesting story. Congratulations, the Little League team from Huntington Beach, California. Yeah, they beat Japan to win the Little League World Series. That's pretty good. See, that proves if math and science are not involved, our kids can beat anybody. That's right. President Obama on the road this week campaigning. He said the educational system in this country has to be reformed. He says students cannot learn in the current educational environment. Apparently somebody forgot to tell that to the Asian students. Yeah. They seem to be doing okay. Yeah.
Now 24 and change after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Follow us online. Without Jennifer here today, Richie, hard for us
in
because
transit
of what we're doing.
Yeah, she's
on the road, as it were. And how do you get stuck at this hour of the morning? It's not pleasant to be traveling and be stuck at this hour of the morning going any place, frankly. So we work around all of her pleasantries by us, you and me, Richie, being pleasant.
You know, somehow we just can't be as pleasant. She is so bright and cheery. It's disgusting.
She's a great human being.
Oh, my God.
Great, great human being. Okay, so this is the hour or the half hour of lists. I just went through a number of communities that are going broke because of various circumstances, but I thought it was interesting to get a handle on what the circumstances were. Unfunded federal mandates, right? Using tax dollars to fund various projects, whether it be office buildings or sports facilities, and having them not be able to, they can't rent them out, they can't use them. Build them and they will come. Not quite. All right, so now on the other side, I have come up with a list of ways for you to get paid and learn at the same time. Those of you who are trying to keep your career skills sharp, this maybe the key to keeping your competitive edge as you move forward. All right, are we ready? We can do this. We can do this from one. What did I say? We have six of these, right?
Sure.
How about we start at number one? I don't think there's any particular order here anyway.
Number one.
How are you at writing? You learn a lot about something. You observe and you write an article, and there are, as you're doing research, you know, you put together thoughts. There are those people who are getting journalism degrees, and they are looking for a way to make a couple of extra bucks. I'm guaranteeing you, as I sit here, that more newspapers and that ilk want to have part-time people writing for them than full-time. That's true of most all businesses. They don't want to have full-time employees because of the benefits. They want to have part-time. So if you want to write articles, if you want to write things about what you have researched or what you have learned, go for it. Submit it to some local newspaper or some bugle, and I'm betting you'll get paid. Locally here, and not a lot of money, I think it's $80 you get for an article for the local newspaper, but $80 is $80, especially if you're going to school, right? All right, that's number one.
Number two,
teach your own course. Modern technology has made it possible for all of us to create and deliver our own course. We could do that. Richie, you've got that beautiful studio there. Radio studios, television studios. We could be. I could be Professor Doug and teach my own course in how to run a dairy.
We have a great internship program here, and it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, and that's how the kids learn. Yeah. So, right? It's how you learn.
Had a great batch of interns this
summer. Ever considering number three? Ever consider writing a book?
Number three.
Books. This, everybody's looking for books. Everybody. All these publishers are looking for great stories about investing or how to save money, those sorts of things. So you might want to give that some.
Number four.
That's working in research and development. This is a new way, all kinds of R&D stuff. I think we all are doing research and development in our own businesses in our own way.
Number five.
Number five is being a consultant. I don't know, there's too damn many consultants. I don't like consultants mostly. And number six. On the list is get your PhD, learn how to teach, and then teach at a university. I don't know, that may be a stretch for some people. My daughter did it, but it's not for everybody. 28 after the hour.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. Hot air ballooning is fast-growing as a travel experience throughout the U.S., both on and off the ground. In Colorado, Above It All Balloon Company flies in both Aspen and Snowmass, and the cool thing is they fly year-round, so you can view the ice and snow from above. For a more hands-on experience, Wine Country Balloons in Santa Rosa, California, lets you participate in the process of actually inflating and deflating the balloon. Now, if you're not sure if you're ready to go, then each October, watch from the ground in Albuquerque when they host the International Balloon Festival with 10 full days of balloon launches, fireworks, and festivities. And on those days, at 5:45 in the morning and 5:45 in the afternoon, you get lighted balloons. In the morning, it's called the Dawn Patrol. And at 5:45 in the afternoon, there's Balloon Glow, where you can walk among the balloons as they are grounded and then lit up from within. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
I must have hit a mogul straight on. Every time I went over, my leg broke. Even though it was New Year's Day, MedJet Assist was able to take care of everything.
That's what one MedJet member said. Who will help you if a medical emergency interrupts your next trip? As a MedJet member, if you're hospitalized more than 150 miles from home, MedJet will arrange medical transfer to the hospital of your choice. If you travel, you need MedJet. Enroll today at MedJetOffer.com and receive a free passport holder with the purchase of an annual membership. That's MedJetOffer.com.
This letter says One Main Financial used to be City Financial.
Didn't they help your uncle get a personal loan?
Uh-huh. Made all the terms very clear.
Wonder if they could help with a new kitchen.
A new kitchen?
City Financial is now One Main Financial, still providing personalized loan solutions. Go to onemainfinancial.com or call 1-855-321-MAIN. One Main Financial. Your needs, your goals, your dreams. Offer subject to restrictions and requirements.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Still ready to save? Then you're ready for the fall super sale at HerbalHealer.com. HerbalHealer.com has been the leader in quality natural supplements since 1988. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of incredible fall savings on all sale products running through October 18th. HerbalHealer.com is proud to offer eFoods Global products, premium storable foods that are delicious, contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. All you do is just add water. To learn more, click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com, and you can try eFoods storable meals for free. And don't forget to click the specials link for even more savings at HerbalHealer.com. Be sure to sign up for our free newsletter. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time. Hurry, sale ends October 18th.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-45 9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Gift time. The gift from the universe is love. Why not spread as much of that around today as you can? Not a bad deal. We have a lot of things we spread around today. For example, at DougStephan.com, our supermarket guru, Phil Lempert, takes a look at the benefits of buying in bulk. How many people do that? Do you buy in bulk? You buy big? A lot of times you buy too much. The big stores want you to do that. And I have not looked at this thing from Phil, but I know that because I've talked to him before about this. He's one of the regular contributors to the Doug Stephan Good Day program. We're happy to have him along and all the other folks. If you go to you can go to Good Day Show or DougStephan.com, and you will see our list of contributors there, a sort of who's who, if you will, of information. Phil is known nationally, internationally as the supermarket guru, and he has said on this program any number of times that buying in bulk is probably not the right thing for you. You save money. Okay, so unless it's soft goods, something that doesn't spoil. But if you go to the supermarket and you spend loads of dough on buying up all this stuff because you've saved a dollar a pound on some kind of meat, or you have saved this because you're buying some perishable, remember, it's perishable. So you don't want to have too much of it. And oftentimes, I think that's the case. A lot of people, they try to forecast.
You go to some of these box stores and you buy the big box of
cereal, for example. It goes stale when you open it up.
Well, I mean, but even with the non-perishable goods, sometimes you're not getting the bargain you think you are.
How do you mean?
If you check the toilet paper or something like that, we usually buy. But, I mean, sometimes you're not getting as much of a bargain. The price. But people don't think about it because you're just going, okay, it's a lot more, so the cost should be a lot more. But if you break it down to the price per whatever, I mean, you can't do per pack, but it's per roll, let's say, if you're doing toilet paper or paper towels or dishwashing detergent, sometimes you're not getting the bargain. I mean, you go to these outlets, perfect example. There's no bargains at the outlets. You have to shop for the bargains.
Yeah. They do a good job of advertising. That's what we hear.
Marketing, making you think you're getting a bargain.
Right, exactly. And that doesn't. There's a whole thing going on now in radio, and this is like shop talk, but I don't mind sharing this with you for a moment because I think it's something I have thought for a long time. I've said this to our advertisers and potential advertisers. Excuse me. In this program, we highlight the people who support the program. That is you and your family, all the listeners. If it weren't for you, whether Richie and I would be talking about ourselves. And the same thing is true for the advertisers. Every once in a while, I may say something that sounds like I'm not particularly friendly toward a particular advertiser, and I will say, okay, that's my point of view. Now they've paid to present their point of view. But for the most part, the people who come here are warmly greeted because they're helping support this program being brought to you. So we need support on all sides. And I don't know why I have a little wheeze this morning. I tell you, I've been in ragweed for the past 10 days between chopping and mowing and moving cows around to various patches. The ragweed's really bad this year. So if you hear me wheezing a little because I'm on top of the microphone, as you can see as we stream the live video at DougStephan.com, I'm fine. It's just like Charlotte over there snoring away. Anyway, the whole idea of having a comfortable place to talk about the message that people want to have you hear. They're paying to put this program on the air. This is commercial radio. It supports itself by bringing you commercials. A non-public, non-commercial radio has the public supporting in one way or another. I've often thought, and not being facetious, there was a side of me once that thought, okay, I'm going to ask people to send in money to support this program, and we don't have to have so much advertising. And then, you know, you realize that things are tight. I will take my hat off to the people at NPR and public broadcasting because they know how to do their begathons and get people to contribute because they give them something. In addition to the good programming, they give them something else. That's a great sales tool. At any rate, the reason that I'm talking about this now is because there is a big move afoot. Advertisers have gotten smart, and they know that a lot of radio stations tout the fact that they're commercial-free. No commercials until, you know, there's one commercial break an hour or something like that. And what they do is isolate. They're telling you, by telling you that, that commercials are bad. And yet, without the commercials, they can't be on the air. It's folly. It's foolishness. But you know as well as I do, if you're listening to a music station and commercials, it's, they'll tell you, well, back after these messages, or they'll highlight the commercials. They'll wrap them up. And then, you know, as well as I do, you hit the button. You go to another station that's playing. If you're listening to music, you hit the button until you find another play. You don't listen to the commercials. Whereas in the conversational mode that we present our sponsors, people oftentimes, I mean, they know they're commercials, but because they're engaged in the spoken word, they don't go away.
It's not background.
They stay, exactly. They stay there and listen. And here's an example of that, something that I started talking about yesterday. Every once in a while, people say, well, you've talked about other products like this before. Sure. People will give me, they'll pay to have their message presented, and I'll say, this is good, and this is why it's good. Okay, so here's the latest, and I think over the years, Richie, we've had three or four of these skin creams that we've talked about.
Uh-huh.
And as things mature, the products get better, and people want to tell their story. Thus the case with this new Fountain of Youth. The Fountain of Youth is a new product. I actually have been using it on my face here. See if you can see the bottle, Richie, as I hold it up. Streaming live video.
Yes.
Can you see it okay?
Mm-hmm.
Is it close enough? Okay.
Yeah.
So this little bottle has so much juice in it for fine lines and wrinkles. If you're over 35, you want to look 10 years younger, you want this product. David Pollack, who's been creating beauty products for decades, he worked for big companies. He got somebody to fund him, and guess what? He started his own business. And this is one of 24 or 25 products that he's designed. This Fountain of Youth, clinically proven, that's why Ken likes it, to increase skin hydration by 90%. That's what you need. You need moisture. Dry skin equals wrinkles. So you put moisturizer on your face and you have fewer wrinkles. This will help you to make your face 90% better. If you're ready for this, go online to organicattitude.com, organicattitude.com, and enter the radio code GOODDAY and get a free bottle of Fountain of Youth. That's the story. You will love it. They want you to try it free. Fountain of Youth, free fix for your face. I like doing that. America's number one anti-aging molecule is in this product. So right now, Fountain of Youth available, a free bottle. Go to organicattitude.com. Enter the radio code Good Day. Get your free bottle.
Advil Congestion Relief presents The Woman Who Cried Mucus. Once there was a congested woman.
I blame mucus.
And everyone believed her.
Mucus.
But she blamed mucus one too many times.
I blame mucus.
All right, stop blaming me. Stop crying mucus when the real problem is often swelling. Try Advil Congestion Relief. It reduces swelling due to nasal inflammation.
Advil Congestion Relief. The right relief for the real problem.
Visit AdvilCongestionRelief.com. Use as directed.
Hello, Happy Paws Pet Supplies.
Hi. I heard from my sister Maria, who was sent a link by Suzanne, who was friended by Jamie, who was tweeted by Claire, who got your email newsletter that said you were having a one-day sale on dog beds.
Yeah.
Start your own word-of-mouth campaign by combining Constant Contact email marketing with social media and spread your message to new customers like never before. Get started today at ConstantContact.com. Constant Contact plans are as low as $15 a month and now come with a money-back guarantee.
And now it's time for the Leadership Radio Minute, with tips and advice on how to maximize your own leadership potential. Here's international leadership expert and New York Times best-selling author, John C. Maxwell.
Leaders are by nature visionary, but a great vision without a great team often turns into a nightmare. Often leaders ask me, do you think my people will buy into my vision? When they ask me that, I know they don't yet understand the concept of permission, because they're asking the wrong question. Instead, they should be asking, have my people bought into me? The size of worthiness of a leader's vision often isn't what determines whether or not it will be achieved. It's their influence based on the five levels of leadership. Position isn't enough. Leaders must earn people's permission. You do that by earning people's trust and by gaining credibility in your leadership. Then you can start sharing your vision. For the Leadership Radio Minute, I'm John C. Maxwell.
For more information on how to maximize your own leadership potential, please visit johnmaxwell.com. True leadership isn't a matter of having a certain job or title. In fact, being chosen for a position is only the first of the five levels every effective leader achieves. In his new book, The Five Levels of Leadership, leadership expert and New York Times bestselling author John C. Maxwell helps you to become more than the boss people follow only because they're required to. He gives advice on how to grow further, achieve results, and build a team that produces. The Five Levels of Leadership, the newest book from John C. Maxwell, is available wherever books are sold.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
This is Troy Aikman
and Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
Buying a new living room set shouldn't be stressful.
It should be relaxing.
Well, at Rent-A-Center it is, because you never have to worry about going into deep credit card debt.
Because you don't need a credit card, and there are no long-term commitments. If you ever want to, you can bring it back and stop paying.
So you're always at ease.
Could you please pass me my Snuggie?
Right now at Rent-A-Center, rent-to-own 7-piece Ashley living room sets at a special low price and all worry-free. See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
It's one of those energetically strange days. The energy is changing. I said, I think earlier, energy is the most important thing. Enthusiasm, love, all of that stuff. And I've been looking around to sort of bolster my feelings. And it's hard to find stuff that lightens the load because there are so many things that are going on around us. But in the non-political sense, even some of the serious stuff, I don't know, does the killing of the this thing described as targeted killing, somebody used the term, I think it was Ron Paul, death without due process, does that bother anybody? Is this,
what do you mean?
Well, this guy Al-Awlaki,
Al-Awlaki, yeah,
right. And others, apparently the government has targeted a number of these sorts of people. But in this circumstance, this guy was an American citizen. And he wasn't ever charged with any crime. He wasn't ever brought to trial. He just appeared on a list. He was the guy supposedly in charge of using the new media to stir things up. And so as he was the expert there.
He was pretty much the heir apparent for bin Laden. I mean, he was...
Well, he was number three or four or whatever on the list. They killed everybody else on the list.
He was designing the attacks and getting people, you know...
So
here's the plan. Go to it.
Ron Paul said we did the wrong thing.
Nah,
I agree with Ron Paul on many, if not most, things. I don't know how to kind of wrap myself around this. Because it seems wrong, yet it seems right. There's a certain satisfaction we all feel. But is this the kind of stuff that makes people around the rest of the world dislike us? Is it this sort of thing? I mean, one begets the other. Where did this all start? How did it get to be that we have so many people around the world who don't like us? Is it just because we don't do what they want us to do? That's a major part of it, anyway. We've done some things in our history that haven't been especially good, you know, same as the British have, the same as the French have, the same as the Dutch have. You know, we've done some imperialistic, colonialistic sort of things, and more good than bad came out of it because we helped develop a lot of these countries that we started messing around in. But, you know, that isn't the way everybody sees it. And so when it comes to this stuff with Al-Awari, I think I feel more comfortable that he's gone regardless of the due process. Does that make sense? Does that sound inconsistent? Or is it...
Is an enemy of the United States preparing attacks against the United States.
Yeah.
How do you...
But he was an American citizen.
So what?
People say he should have been arrested and brought to trial and then disposed of, rather than just, without any trial, wiping him out. And I'm not sure I agree with that. Because the court system is anything but reliable. As we know, as we've seen time after time after time, maybe that's the discussion we ought to have, how unreliable our system is. And if you want justice, this guy has been, he's got blood on his hands, for sure. There may be some of you that agree or some of you that may disagree, and you're welcome to express yourself, because that's what it's all about. 800-510-8255.
I mean, he's the guy behind who got the guy at Camp...
The guy down at Camp Fort Bliss.
Yeah, Fort Bliss to shoot all those people. That's him.
Yeah, right. So, but he didn't go to trial, Richie. That's what the other side is saying. People who are not tried, that are American citizens, and they're put to death, it's the same as murder. That's what some people are saying.
Kind of hard to find him.
Well,
found him with a missile.
Yeah. The drones are out there. And the other thing that's going on today that I feel... I guess in terms of requirements, I'm not required to say anything. I feel compelled, however, to spend a moment or two on Amanda Knox, who has been freed. She's been in jail for 4 years, and she got let out. She'll be home in America today. She supposedly killed her roommate. Is this all about the fact that she was attractive and her roommate that died was attractive? The Italian system looks really bad here. And there wasn't much conversation. They just decided to let her out after she pleaded for justice. Like, she kept saying, I didn't kill, I didn't rape, I didn't steal. And, you know...
There was the DNA evidence that got overturned.
Yeah, which seems to have been...
It was just a really sloppy case, and they did a poor job.
Okay, now here's the last one. You ready for this one?
Yeah.
Actually, you know what? I think I'm going to ask this as a 2020 Newscast question. There's a fascinating story about this woman, and I don't have time to ask the question now. But there's another story about a woman who's seeking parole, who did some pretty reprehensible stuff. I'm laughing. I'm sort of chuckling because of what she did. But I'll leave that. I'll hold that in abeyance. All right. Blogs are welcome at DougStefan.com. Send me a note if you'd like, or a call. Any kind of communication is good communication.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Now 53 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. The technology tailor is Alex Goldfein. We have him on the air every day at this time. You, Richie, may be shocked, and so will those of you who have not become aware of how many American consumers plan to buy the new iPhone. We'll find out how many of you, according to the surveys done by Apple, how many of you want to buy the new iPhone. Are you one of those, Richie?
I am.
You are. All right. Alex Goldfein, the technology tailor, suggests that you may want to be sitting down for this number. Wow. Sit down. We'll get to it in a moment here on Good Day.
GEICO makes it so simple to save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. But why stop there? GEICO finds every possible way to save you even more money. Good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, even good student discounts. And don't forget our Looking Fine discount. A discount for all the attractive folk like yourselves. Okay, there's not really a Looking Fine discount, just seeing if you're paying attention. It's not a bad idea, though.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Now, the Technology Tailor Minute. Here's Alex Goldfein.
A big announcement from Apple is expected today about the next iPhone or iPhones. Think people are interested? Think we consumers of fancy and fun technology and gadgets are going to buy? Listen to this. A survey from ad company InMobi found that a whopping 41% of all U.S. consumers plan to purchase the upcoming iPhone 5. Think about that number. There are 100 million cell phone users in the U.S., and 41% of us aren't just considering the new iPhone, but plan to buy it. When do we plan to buy it? Half of us say we'll do it in the next 6 months. How can these numbers be so high? Remember that in addition to the current carriers for the iPhone, AT&T and Verizon, the iPhone will be made available to Sprint's 52 million customers for the very first time. That's a big pool of potential new users. Listen to all Technology Tailor Minutes for free at techtailorminute.com. I'm Alex Goldfein.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Neither the teeming rains of India, nor the snows of Kilimanjaro, nor the glare of the paparazzi at a Hollywood opening can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. For no-glare lenses with great water, dirt, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
One of the, isn't that 41%, Richie? Can you imagine that?
Yeah,
41%. What a market these people have if they figured it out. One of the biggest improvements to Apple's iPhone 5 is apparently the introduction of Siri's personal assistant software. What is that?
I'm not sure.
S-I-R-I? Personal assistant software. I'd ask somebody who
I'm
knows.
I'm not sure.
I'm surprised you don't know because I count on you. You're really pretty good at knowing what's...
I'm on top of the iPhone stuff, but that one I haven't heard.
Okay, so there's a story at DougStephan.com today. Headlines from the program. Basically a warning. The iPhone 5 emails that you're getting are filled with viruses, so do not open them. May I repeat? The anticipation of Apple's iPhone 5.
So if you're getting an email to your regular email inbox saying,
right,
hey, listen, the iPhone 5 is getting ready to come out, click here.
Yeah.
Don't do it.
This is a targeting.
Sure.
This is aimed at window users for the most part.
Right.
There's a Dutch-based outfit, apparently, that's been sending an email purporting to be the official Apple camp, and it is not. So just delete it. The claims apparently are pretty, when you look at it, in order to get you to open it up, they're pretty absurd.
My
things.
General philosophy on email is if I don't know the person, I delete it anyway.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, me too, as a matter of fact. Right. Just be careful of that. That's a warning. And the story behind the story is at DougStephan.com. Also, there is something else today that there's a book that's out called The Googleization of Everything and Why We Should Worry. Actually, there are a couple of books, How Google Thinks, Works, and Shapes Our Lives. Another book, there's a book called The Confessions of a Google Employee. And these are all books that, in essence, expose you to what Google is trying to do. Google is not interested in helping you. All three of these books are the same. Google is not there to help you. They are there to help themselves, especially with your personal information.
The Siri is... Oh, I know what this is. It's a speech-to-text program.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So you speak into it and it gives you...
Yes, that's what the Siri is.
That'd be pretty interesting to have that. All right, 59 past the hour. You're in the world of...